You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to Fritz and Friends, 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com, streaming live. Cheryl Fritz here along with Scott Eckersley. Going out on the phone now to Pat Heller, a familiar figure around WILS and owner of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. How are you today, Pat?
Great, Cheryl. Thank you.
Very good. You had an article published this week in the Wall Street Journal about the price of silver soaring currently. Let's just start with where the price of silver is today.
At the moment, the price of silver is a little over $30.50. That price is more than 80% higher than silver started at the beginning of the year.
I was just going to ask where it was a year ago, and that just answers my question. The price is soaring.
Yes.
What do you attribute that to? You write in your article about it's soaring because this past year, because of the investment demand. But as you state, the question is, why is the price or the investment demand soaring?
That's right. And that's a key piece of information that unfortunately didn't make it into the Wall Street Journal article. Both the London Bullion Market Association and the COMEX in New York are having difficulties with severe shortages of physical silver supplies to fulfill contract obligations. And a lot of investors around the world realize that and are anticipating possible defaults on contracts, where the people that owe the silver just won't be able to come up with it, and therefore they have to pay whatever price the market is charging just to get silver to get themselves off the hook.
Do you see it going up even more than this next year?
Yes, I do. The price of silver is already up several hundred percent in the last 10 years, but I think in 2011 it will increase by an even higher percentage than it's gone up in 2010. There is an ongoing investigation by the Commodity Futures Trading Commission about silver market manipulation. There are around two dozen lawsuits that have been filed against J.P. Morgan Chase and HSBC, which are the two banks suspected of having the largest silver short positions on the COMEX and actively involved in manipulating the silver prices. It's something that's getting ready to explode at some point, and I think it's going to happen next year.
One of the things in your article that I read, that the London gold and silver markets are both in backwardation, and I have to tell you that was a new phrase for me.
In normal commodity exchanges, futures prices are higher than the current spot month price by roughly the interest rate. Both gold and silver markets in London are in the most significant case of backwardation, which is where the current spot market price is higher than prices 3 to 6 months into the future, simply because there's not enough physical metal to deliver contracts due right now. In order to try to fill the shortage, the price has to go up to encourage people to sell.
That was my next question. How do you cure a market that is in backwardation?
You cure it with higher prices. That reduces demand and increases supply.
So that is in essence why you see it going up. What are some of the reasons you see the prices of silver continuing to explode in the next year?
Primarily because of the shortage of physical metal. The parties who have short positions can buy paper contracts to offset their short positions. But there are suspicions that the paper contracts don't have the metal available to back them either. And if they're called on to fulfill defaults in the physical market, you could have one party default, which causes the next party to default, and it could just start a domino chain of people defaulting on paying back the silver they owe.
Part of the article that I read in the journal, you talk about the expectation of a huge drop in the value of the dollar and an almost total collapse. That's what you were just alluding to.
Yes. Since early October, the interest rate on 10-year Treasury debt has gone up more than 35%. That's because the people who buy Treasury debt, which are primarily foreigners and the Federal Reserve right now, are anticipating a sharp drop in the value of the U.S. dollar in the coming months.
Do you recommend that people have silver, that they own silver, actually possess it?
I recommend owning the physical metal. If you have it in your own custody or have it stored in a storage facility or a safe deposit box under your name, it's your asset. You won't default on yourself, whereas there's a lot of storage arrangements set up that are called unallocated accounts, where you may own some portion of a 1,000-ounce bar supposedly stored somewhere, but it is possible that there are multiple claims of ownership to that particular bar. So the safest thing to do is to have physical silver and have it in your custody or stored under your personal name.
Oh, this is a lot to take in, Pat.
It is.
I want to switch gears just a little bit here. Of course, longtime owner of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing, in Frandor, actually. And someone asked me the question the other day when I had told them I had run into you about, you know, their mom had an old coin collection. And they were wondering, how do you find out, you know, how do you get a fair evaluation of the value of an old coin collection and know whether to sell them or to hang on to them?
Well, a good thing to do is to check at least two sources. And, for instance, going to visit two companies that purchase that kind of item and comparing prices is better than just checking one source. It is possible to look online and see what some things that you might have are selling for on Internet auctions or maybe listed on price lists. Although that's also somewhat risky because you have to make sure you're comparing the exact same merchandise and the exact same quality. But at least it's more information than not checking that source.
And of course, Liberty Coin Service, it's not just for experienced collectors. I mean, a novice can learn a lot coming in and be quite comfortable as well, I'm assuming.
It's a little bit like a museum in our store, and people can have fun just looking at things you don't see every day in your life. You know, I've been around for 40 years, and most people that work here are some kind of collector, and we know what it's like to be the customer, so we want to take care of people.
Very good. Well, I appreciate you helping us sort out what's going on with metals and your experience and your expertise. And it was a great article in the Wall Street Journal. Pat Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service in Frandor in Lansing, I appreciate you being with us this evening.
Well, thank you, Cheryl.
Thank you. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after these messages.